You have to use tact. You have to use common sense, which unfortunately isn't so common. I found that. Never forget, I was dealing with a Jew in Chattanooga by the name of Shankner. And every time I'd come in with the gospel, with tracts, you know, he sold shoes and repaired shoes. He'd see me coming, he'd turn on the lathe, you know, the machine. He roared, I couldn't say a word. But I was persistent. You know, in Jewish work, you have to be persistent. You never dare take no for an answer. So I'd come in, finally, he got tired of turning on a machine, so he'd go ahead and, you know, hammer away on the sole and the last and make a noise. At last, he stopped and he said to me, Mr. Glass, tell me what business are you in? I said, Brother Shankman, I'm in the same business you are. I repair souls. Only thing is the word spells a little different. He laughed. From there on, he became my friend. I had the joy of leading him to the Lord later on. Sure, you have to use tact. Then you would notice he had to overcome the religious barrier. That's the worst. The religious barrier. And he overcame them all. But what was his message to that woman? Here we see a saving message. She confronts him. How come? How come you're a Jew, you take an interest in me? Well, let's put it in modern terms. When I was yet unsaved, I'll never forget my precious sister-in-law, whom the Lord used so much to bring me to Christ. Now, she's not Jewish. Lovely lady. She's now over 80. But way back in 1923, she was a very beautiful young woman. Beautiful outside, beautiful inside. And I said to her, Miss Ashton, why do you take an interest in me? You're a Gentile and I'm a Jew. She did exactly what the Lord did. She said, I want to introduce you to your Messiah. I want him to give you the gift of life. That's what the Lord said to her. How come? He said, if you only knew who it is that is talking with you and the gift of God. And that's exactly what we must introduce the Jew to, the gift of God. We must show him that Jesus is none other than Yeshua, which means salvation, his own promised Messiah, that God sent to them first in completing, in fulfillment of the prophecies and promises given unto the fathers. That the Lord Jesus is the answer to God's promise. Or of God's promise. The gift of God. You'll notice that our Lord created an appetite within her. She finally said, give me that water. He made her realize, of course, that the water she was drawing from Jacob's well was extremely inadequate and frustrating. It did not satisfy her need. And how well a Jew recognizes that in his own religion. If I may be perfectly frank with you, dear ones, and just instead of preaching to you, just tell you from my own heart. In Poland there, in my parents' home, I had everything Judaism had to offer. Yes, we had the Sabbath. Every Saturday, beginning Friday night, special services, special meals, but these things left me unsatisfied and dissatisfied, empty. Because man does not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceeds from the mouth of God. Far from having rest, I didn't. Sabbath meant no rest to me. Passover, yes. But no liberty. Day of atonement, but no atonement. So, I drank of Jacob's well. But each time, it left me with more thirst. And then I came to Jesus as I was, weary, worn, and sad. I found in him a resting place, and he made me glad. Why? Somebody walked the pathway of duty. But just quickly, notice what happened to that woman. I know we can't take the whole text, it'll take me a long time. She finally receives him as Messiah. She leaves the water pot. Did she drink from Jacob's well? No. But did she get a drink? You believe me, she did. She got the best drink any mortal ever could. She was satisfied. Did the Lord get his drink? Yes, but not from Jacob's well. Where did he get his drink? My meat, my drink is to do the will of him that sent me. And our Lord was satisfied because he had succeeded in bringing a soul from death to life, from sin to salvation, from the bondage of Satan to liberty in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And what happens? She became a missionary. She left the water pot. She didn't need it anymore. She went among the men of Samaria, brought them to Jesus. You talk about bringing people to Christ. She surely did. And the Lord did the rest. It says, many of the Samaritans believed on him for the saying of the woman, he told me all that ever I did. And believe you me, dear ones, the vast majority of Jews whom the Lord Jesus finds, they become missionaries. Not always officially paid missionaries, but they're always missionaries. May the Lord help us walk the pathway of duty. Loving Father, bless this word to our hearts. In Jesus' name and for his dear sake, amen.